So, Steve.
Yeah.
What's going on with you, dude?
No, so...
Fuck us.
I was gonna... Fuck me and Matt, dude. We're both fat, fucking gay retards,
dude. I'm so fucking fat right now, dude.
You're
not fat. You're looking yoked, dude.
Dude, I told my jiu-jitsu instructor I was trying to lose 15 pounds, and he goes, all right, man. And today, just like... Everyone was up and like jogging back to the space after they're done. I'm the last person doing the weird stuff up the mat. I'm like, I'm the fattest one in this class.
Well, what are you doing? What are you eating? Because I thought you're eating.
I
like,
eat pretty healthy, man. I just eat like a fucking pig, dude.
Gotcha.
Just like, I was thinking about this yesterday. Like, I saw Honey Nut Cheerios on top of my fridge. Like, I saw
eat that whole box.
I saw them, dude. I mean, and like, I get the big family size.
Eat
so, like,
the whole fucking box.
I see them out of the corner of my eye before I even know what I'm doing. I have the Cheerios and I'm pouring myself a bowl and I'm like, it's almost like sapien vision of like seeing fruit in a tree and it's like, oh, sweet thing. It's like I'm directly
and the sugar in that is insane.
I know.
Really?
Yeah. There's in a lot cereals, of sugar. Like even raisin beans.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I was thinking this today. I was like, I don't know why people even swallow desserts. It's like, just chew them up and spit them out. There's no benefit in like actually consuming them. I mean, it's kind of bulimic. It's like lightly bulimic, but I used to do it when I was younger. When I was younger, I used to like eat a dessert and just go and spit it out. So I'm like, I don't need to swallow this.
Really?
Yeah, it's like, why not just... I'm like, it's not going to do me any benefit by like... Like, I don't know why you have to consume it and like make it part of yourself. Just chew it up, taste it, go...
That's why I dip.
Why?
That's what chewing tobacco is, dude. It's just a sweet treat.
It's a sweet treat?
Uh-huh. This is citrus blend.
That's true. That's why I don't understand why you have to like eat a Reese's cup. You can chew it up and just like let it kind of melt and just spit it.
I don't know. I think it feels good.
Why do you
sliding down your throat?
That's what I was wondering. Like, so it's like, do people really like? Is it like? Do you like swallowing candy too? Being like,
yeah,
that's so weird.
Yeah, what are you talking
like,
about?
Why do
that's
you just
great.
Swallow a piece of cake? Just chew it up and enjoy. The
I mean,
taste
these
of
are
it.
These are the questions of the ages that you're asking. Why do we have to swallow Reese's?
It's like, just spit it the fuck out.
All right, Steve. What's
going on? I was going to talk to you guys.
Spit the fuck out. Shouldn't be on the air right now.
Really?
About this.
You got drilled for something?
Yeah, it was some.
Oh, I don't want to put you in a.
I'm trying to
put you in a pickle.
Trying to think if this would kill me or not. But
if you think about it, it doesn't
whatever.
Even matter.
It was something that a girlfriend of mine was into, and I ended up jokingly saying that it was Native American gibberish.
That's fair.
Clearly joking.
Yeah,
I wouldn't actually demean someone like that.
Who, your girlfriend or Native Americans?
Both. Dude, I love the savages. I love both those savages. but it was like. She was like, and you called it Native American gibberish, and I had something I care. I was like, I'm just fucking around. I wasn't serious.
Yeah, you weren't like getting your John Smith on, being like, that's Native American.
Yeah, I wasn't
gibberish.
Like, you need to quit all this bullshit. This Native American gibberish. I called it Native. I called like yoga Native American gibberish.
Oh, that's actually funny. My bae hates yoga.
Your bae hates
we're,
yoga.
We're opposite. Yeah, our dynamics.
Like, I like yoga.
I love it, too.
I appreciate it.
I know, yeah, I know you do. You do
it's
yoga,
fucking
too.
Nice, dude. Fat guy yoga is
it's
the shit.
It's still funny to call it fucking Native American gibberish.
Dude, we're talking about, like, bad energy. You need to release all the bad energy that's floating around. It's out there. Like, that's ridiculous.
Bad energy?
Shut up about bad energy.
You don't believe in juju?
I don't believe in juju.
What do you think it is?
You can...
You don't believe in psychic phenomena?
Not that much, but...
Not, like, psychic, like, tarot readers. I'm talking about the fact that you're constructing, like, a completely psychic experience.
That's not what I'm talking about.
So what are you talking about?
I'm talking about...
Clairvoyance?
Bad energy.
What do you mean?
Like, if I stretch hard enough, bad energy is going to go away.
You don't think the body keeps the score and holds the trauma inside you? You don't think your hips store your stress? No, dude, I've been to yoga classes. This is what I've been through, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
Why?
It's exactly the fight we got in.
Is it really?
Yes.
How did I guess that? I swear to God.
I didn't tell you?
No.
Oh, thank God. Because I'd be getting in trouble.
Yo, don't you dare try to silence me, dude.
Just shut the fuck up, dude.
No,
you're getting me in trouble.
That's when I would do the pigeon pose. I remember being there, like, a lot of your bad, like, a lot of your stress
that's
stored
exactly
in your hips.
That's exactly the fight.
And
this
I was like,
exactly
I remember being
fight.
Like, really? And I remember, like, thinking, like, I guess I am feeling kind of emotional right now. And I was just like.
Stress and trauma stored in your hips.
Yeah.
And I was like.
Dude, I swear to God, I just came
I was
up with
like,
that.
You could. I was like, I don't think it's. Trauma is not stored in your hips.
That's what you think.
Yeah, that is what
I'm
I
listening
think.
To
That's
the book
I
right
said.
Now. I'm listening to the book, Body Keeps a Score.
But there's not to say that, like, stress can, you know, muscle tension and shit like that can easily be stored in your hips from stress.
Sure.
From very reasonable, like, you can explain what that is. It's not just bad energy floating in the air. like bad energy. And I was like, if you want to call it bad energy instead of like stress,
sure,
we could do that. It's the same thing. Stress is a real thing that causes health issues.
What if, as an animal, when you're in a bad mood, you put off pheromones that other people detect as bad energy?
Well, then that's exactly what it is. It's pheromones.
It's not, so you don't believe in the bad energy.
Well, then it's pheromones. It's not bad energy.
Got you.
But I understand the terminology. We can call it that, sure, but that's why it's Native American gibberish. Because you're using spirituality instead of science on that.
Damn. That's pretty tight. So you're a rugged materialist.
Well, I don't know what a rugged materialist is, but when it like, that's all I was saying. And I get it. Like if you stretch your hips, you'll feel better.
Sure.
That's all.
You never got deep into pigeon and got like kind of misty eyed.
Bro, I got fucking that lizard stretch where you put your fucking elbows down, put your leg the whole way up. Oh, I feel good. I'm like, I miss my dad. I need to call him.
Yeah, man. That's too funny. But yeah. That was the first thing I thought about. What are you worried about?
This whole fucking gas.
Why?
We got a Kenworth kid breathing down there. Corb dog going to be fired up. This is going to be a rough one.
That's a fair argument to have, though, that you don't believe in that.
Yeah, but it just started from me being like, yeah, I don't know if that's true.
Yeah.
And that was a fight. And then in that fight, I thought we were still kidding around. And that's when I was like, this is all fucking gibberish. Like,
damn.
Yeah.
That's like, you know, people are trying to fill the religious void. So you God blocked her.
Yeah. I mean, but she's right on a lot of levels of that. Like, yoga's great.
It is good.
Do it. It feels good.
Yeah.
Makes you feel better. Relieves a lot of stress. Dude, when I would do yoga for big guys out in the living room.
Whew. Never cry?
No, I'd never cry, yeah.
You didn't get deep enough.
Never cry.
You didn't get deep enough.
Well, yoga for big guys is pretty basic.
A lot of farts, dude.
A lot of farts. Mostly farts, dude.
It's like, bend over and let that fart out. I know you have one.
Guaranteed fart?
I farted in exercise class yesterday. It stunk, dude. I was just, you know when you let out like little, like a bubble at a time?
Yeah.
You like let out one fart into eight bubbles. Dude, I was like, I was rationing bubbles. I would just be doing the battle ropes and I'd be like, I just hear a switch with a person. I'd be over there doing high knees and be like, let out like one bubble. I'm like, no way one bubble's gonna smell my whole corner. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ,
bro,
dude.
Bro, I destroyed the plane on the way to San Francisco that morning because I was drinking all night.
Oh,
dude, I woke up like 3 hours of sleep having just drank all night.
Oh.
Just farted the whole fucking 6 hour flight.
Oh, you hit the plane.
I was like, dude. Because on a flight, you can sneak farts easy.
Oh, dude, I let them go.
They could look at me and tell where the stench was coming from, but...
You're suspect number one, dude.
I'm a fucking clear target for farts. Dude, I understand, like, when Muslims or, like, Sikhs try to get on a plane and people are like, oh, keeping an eye on you. I get
you
the same look.
Farts?
I get the look for farts. They get it for terrorism.
I feel like
if somebody sees me walking down the aisle, they're like, I'm going to keep an eye on that guy the whole flight. He's going to be farting the whole time.
Well, to avoid fart detection, yeah, if you're, like, a big dog, but if you have, like, messy hair, then people also, if you have a flight with bedhead, you're prime suspect of a fart. So if you hit in a suit, slick back your hair, you can literally audibly fart and people are like, wasn't him.
No way it was him.
No way.
He's
dude.
Too professional.
The guy's too professional.
Dude, I was farting. At one point I farted and mentally blamed someone else. I was like, it fucking stinks in here. It's probably that lady. It was me. I was farting the entire flight.
I might start a LinkedIn profile that's just me giving like fashion tips on like how to fly.
Escape fart. No. Fart guilt.
It's not even that. It's just me giving like fashion tips and just like in the meanwhile just farting unacknowledgedly farting in the background like real loud. Dude, doing YouTube of just like you're doing serious lectures.
Doing a tutorial.
Whole subcategory of unacknowledged farts might be the funniest.
You unacknowledged fart a lot, dude. That's a crazy, dude. Unacknowledged farts are so crazy to me. Dude, there's a few of our friends that'll look you in the eyes and fart. It's fucking nuts.
Well, sometimes I get caught up in the moment. I'm like, again, like, I get in the bubble system where I'm like, I just let out a bub. I spoke up a bub and it came out of me, dude. You let out a bubble and you're like, there's no way someone goes, dude, did you fucking fart? And then I immediately try to lie, but then I start laughing.
In the middle of a conversation.
Because I farted, and the fact that you smelled it makes me laugh so hard.
It's
that I'm just like, oh, yes. Pretty much every comedy show, I think I farted at Skankfest, maybe?
Nice.
Did you catch any waves? Someone came up to me and was like, oh, dude, what is that? And I was like, dude.
Dude, that whole building was farts.
I let out a nice one when I was sitting there waiting. Oh, no, when we were about to go down, I farted in the kitchen. I don't know if you remember that. I definitely farted real hard in the kitchen. You're like, dude, did you fart? I was like, I don't know what that is.
Damn. Yeah, I was hammered.
Yeah, yeah, you were drinking all day.
I like don't remember much of that cast.
Yeah, I was a little flimsy on it too. So my bae's a really good dancer. So then she'll start dancing, dudes will start meandering over towards her. So I gotta start like bodyguarding and being like I had a guy we were at one place on Friday when we met up with her cousins, and this guy was like, "Yo, you better claim your girl, dog." Some like fat Puerto Rican dude. And I was like, "Who the fuck are you?" And he was like, "Oh, I'm almost playing, bro. I'm playing." He kept trying to shake my hand. I was like, "Dude, get away from me, man."
There's Puerto Ricans, dude.
They were after me all weekend.
Sharks.
He had like these soft, fat hands. And he's like, "Nah, I'm playing, bro." And he kept like handshaking me. I was like, "Dude, get your fucking squishy hands off me. I don't know you. I don't want to talk to you."
It's fucking Big Pun. He was coming for you. Yeah, you know Big Pun used to be skinny?
Nah.
Yeah, there's pictures of him online. He was like a male model. He was like fucking hot.
Dude.
And then when he died, I think he was like 700 pounds.
Is there a documentary on how fat he got?
Did you see?
That's almost admirable. Pounds. That's admirable, dude, to get
yeah,
that fat.
What the fuck he was doing.
Holy fuck. Dude, I really think about that sometimes, just being like, I should just get fat as fuck. Just get as fat. I just want to take up as much space as possible.
You want to take up space.
I just want to
it's
just
like an alpha
I just
move.
Want to fill the world, dude.
Yeah. Skinny, Big Pun.
He was a male model. He was like hot.
Yeah, he was a fucking hot Puerto Rican dude.
Do you think he was Joe, the singer? No, Joe is black.
I mean, this is he's a little chubby in this, but.
Wow. Yeah, he's all GQ'd out.
Look at fucking Big Pun, dude.
When did you come across this?
I forget where I heard it.
Did you think he had a thyroid condition?
Because somebody was like, "How much do you think Big Pun weighed when he died?"
He was 700 pounds.
It was like 700 pounds.
Dude, imagine that, getting fucking craned out of your house. That's the end of the line for getting that fat. They got to take your wall out and lift you out of your house in a crane. They should just bury you right there.
28 years old, Big Pun died of heart failure, weighing nearly 700 pounds.
Dude, that is fucking awesome.
700, dude.
Holy
If
fuck.
You're 300, you're fat as fuck.
Yeah, you're a fucking
if
ball.
If you're 400, you're...
But, dude,
insane.
Think about how sick that is.
Imagine being 300 pounds and then gaining 400 pounds.
Well, once you're 300, it's one of those, like, you know, whatever that is, like a rolling snowball.
I guess.
It's just the bigger you are, the more mass you accumulate.
I guess, dude.
God, that's got to be fucking...
Being 700 pounds,
I would like to be that fat for, like, a week.
You might not make it.
I might die.
That would hurt. It would hurt to do anything.
Yeah, it would be tough to walk. I mean, your heart at all times is, like, ready for a heart attack.
Ugh. Yeah, I was just reading an article about...
Probably strong as fuck, though.
If he would have lost weight, he would have been a fucking horse. He would have been a fucking Clydesdale.
He would have been a bag of skin, dude.
Puerto Rican horse, dude. There's a comic named Chris Cope. He's a fat fucker.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
And he had a fucking aneurysm in his chest.
What?
At the Harrisburg Comedy Zone.
On stage?
Yeah, he was like 400 pounds. And his... No, after the show. And I guess what it was like a tear in his heart or something.
Oh.
And he was physically... He was internally bleeding to death.
Jesus Christ. Just from being fat.
Just from fattening up. His heart was just... His heart just ripped. Like
it was just his heart was torn. His heart was... His heart was torn between tit weight.
It
was just
was.
Like pulling on your arms and legs, and finally it was like...
How crazy is that?
That's horrible.
His heart ripped open. And he was just like, "Oh man, my chest hurts." I gotta call somebody.
I mean, dude, I think about that a lot. Like, when you hit 600 pounds, it's like... Is that, like, depression or, like, what
I was 320.
That's a big boy.
That was a big dog. That was a combination. That was depression and quitting football.
That's a quick road to getting fat.
I was, like, 296 when I was playing,
Holy
which is
fuck.
Big. I should have been, in like, 280, 285. Still. I should have been, like, 290.
320 is a big dog.
320 was, that was a case of natural light every day. It was a case of natural light every day and fucking McDonald's. I just eat McDoubles.
You were just doing Supersize Me, the documentary.
Double Heezies, dude. I was eating double Heezies. That's what I would call them, dude. Fucking double Heezies. I'd get like three at a time. Three or four.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, I just had a kid that would bring me a case of Natural Light and double cheeseburgers.
Who was his boy?
He loved the football team.
And he would come
fucking... He's still my dog, dude.
He just would come feed you. You had a feeder.
I didn't even go to class. I stopped going to class.
Do you know what feeders and gainers are?
I had a feeder, yeah. Some guy that was just...
It's a sexual fetish.
Oh, he was getting horny?
Yeah, he was getting horny for you.
We talked about this.
Yeah, feeders and gainers.
He was getting fucking horny off this.
He's a feeder.
One time I...
You had a feeder, dude.
I would get fucking hammered, and he would do weird shit around me.
Of course.
Like, because I would black out.
He was a fat admirer.
I would black out all the time, and he would like... I just remember, because you know how when it, well, I don't know if you blacked out before.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, you vaguely remember conversations.
Yeah.
Like, be like, did we fucking talk about this? Or like, something like that.
You just remember this guy's breath against your face?
I just remember him doing, like, or saying weird shit. And then one time I went to take a piss on the back porch, and then I walked back in, and he was sucking a bottle like he was sucking a dick. And I was like, what the fuck are you doing, buddy?
What the fuck?
And he's like, I was just deep-throating this bottle. And I was like, whoa, dude, that's fucking crazy.
What the fuck?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
He was probably putting you on, like, under a chemical bondage, dude. He would probably fill you up with Natty Light. He was probably giving you Natty Light injections,
that
dude.
That was...
And just huffing your limp bird.
The first semester of my sophomore year. And then I went home for Christmas.
You ditched him?
Christmas break, and then just never came back.
So you had, like, a Stevie Janowski setup.
I had a Stevie.
He would just bring you fast food and beer.
He did. It was crazy.
Dude, he definitely sucked your dick at one point.
Maybe.
He definitely sucked your flask bird a couple times.
I was. He got an unconscious, unresponsive bird.
He probably rang in the new year one time on your bird.
He probably rang on the couch.
That's so funny. You were in a fetish relationship.
Yeah.
Damn, dude.
I was in a fetish for McDonald's and Natural Light.
Yeah, I mean, I'm
at Skull.
You had an admirer. You had an admirer.
Man, I still love Natural Light.
Do you really?
I love Natural Light.
Dude, that's so fucking
funny. I would literally sit there and drink a case a day. Or like a case every 2 days.
You were in a fucking gingerbread house.
I was crushing.
That guy was fatting you up for the taking.
I just drank a case and played Xbox. Didn't go to class anymore.
That's tough, man.
Then I got home and mommy and daddy got my report card.
Was it bad?
I mean, I got fucking kicked out of school.
What was your GPA?
I don't even know. I didn't go to class.
Holy fuck.
I had like 5 incompletes.
Damn.
And they were just like, yeah, you can't come back.
Dude.
I was like, Mom and Dad, let me go back. And they were like, you're wasting our money, you fucking idiot. And I quit football, so there was no scholarship.
Yeah.
And Elon's expensive as fuck.
Yeah.
So they're like, you're a fucking loser.
Yeah, that sucks.
You're staying here. Oh, I was like, damn.
That's a dark chapter.
I still had shit in my apartment. I didn't know I wasn't coming back.
Yeah, it's like so a really...
I had stuff in my house in North Carolina.
You had a fat intervention.
I mean, pretty much. They're like, you're 320, dude. Knock it the fuck off.
If I have a kid and they hit like 250, I'm going to crane them out the window. I'm like, you're fat, dude. I'm craning you. Just crane them to the bottom, like walk up the steps.
Yeah, so I mean, because you could eat like that and drink like that if you were playing football.
Yeah, that's true.
Because then I was working out for 8 hours.
Yeah.
Every day.
No, that's true.
But then all of a sudden when you don't have to go to the gym and you're still munching those easies. Dude,
and the weight comes back
I was fat as fuck.
Dude, that's so funny.
And then, went home, got on the mommy and daddy diet.
Just some boiled rice and some chicken.
Like, dude, you need to chill out. I mean, at that point, all I had to do was go from eating 2 dozen wings to just a dozen.
Yeah.
I would lose weight.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, that's on those shows when the people are like 600 pounds and they like just don't eat bags of sugar, it's like they lose like 100 pounds. So
yeah.
Fast.
If you were 700, you would lose weight.
Yeah.
By sneezing.
Yeah.
Like, it would be crazy.
I'm at an all-time high right now.
That's because you beefed, dude.
193,
bro. You bulked up. You got mass.
That's huge, dude.
193 is the highest you've ever been?
Yeah.
You've never hit 200 in your life?
Mm-mm.
You need to hit 2.
I'm going for it.
You're going to be 200?
I'm going, yeah.
Damn. I'm trying to hit 200. That's a meaty bull.
I know.
You're going to be a meaty bull.
Trying to get a meaty butt, dude.
You're going to fuck someone up in the VIP lounge.
I might.
I might beat up a Puerto Rican.
That was all I was thinking about.
I should try to honor Ramadan for a week, see how that goes.
Do it. What do you got? You can't eat sun up, sun down?
Can't eat or drink. Can't drink water while the sun's up.
What?
So you got to get up
you
early.
Can't fuck, you can't swear. Oh. You can't eat or drink.
My bae celebrating Ramadan right now.
You're just waiting for Eid. I'm going to have a fucking sick Eid.
Yeah,
my Eid this year is going to be nuts.
For sure.
What are you going to do for Eid?
I'm going to dress up in some wild ass fucking garb and hit a diner.
Yeah, hell yeah. Yeah, yeah. Ramadan.
When's Eid? Is it coming up?
I forget. It's at the end of Ramadan, which is probably...
40 days, some shit.
Usually.
7 days, 40
everything's
days.
Typically Taking 7
a nice
or 40.
Biblical guess. Yeah. 7 days or 50, 40 days?
Probably 40.
Tight.
Damn, that does suck.
40 days?
40 days of not being able to drink water during the day.
Yeah, dude.
Especially that given the blows. Fucking OG setting that was taking place in.
I know, in the fucking desert.
Yeah, it sucks.
Yeah.
Although I heard dry fasting is pretty good for you. No drinking, no eating. You do it. My brother did it for like 48 hours, he said.
Yeah, I remember that. That's insane.
No, no, my cousin Pat did seven days no eating.
7 days no eating is...
Tom did a 48-hour dry fast.
It sounds like he was horse feeding. Was he fibbing?
No, he wasn't fibbing. He'll trust me.
Yeah, I talked to him.
Someone could not eat for 7 days. Old Pat McCusker.
I remember. We went bowling while he was towards the end of his fast.
And I remember talking to him.
This is insane.
And he'd be like, yeah.
Did he lose like 30 pounds?
Something like crazy. And I would talk to him.
Like 30 pounds in a week?
He's a big dog, too, dude. Yeah. He's tall, and he's also like...
meaty.
I think he was like 2 set. He was always skinny. Growing up, he was super skinny. He definitely got hit with the man weight, but he also crushes Wawa, dude. Yeah. Like he'll like casually be like bringing up like crushing a couple of big whoppers, like nothing. Or big whops, big whoppers, big whops.
Oh, the Spud Man.
Spud Man can pull down some
fucking
food,
sneak
dude.
Some tasty.
He has a sweet tooth.
He'll sneak some tasties,
dude. He knows he has a problem, dude. He knows he needs to get right.
So funny.
He knows he needs to get right. He has a sweet tooth, dude.
Having a sweet tooth is so funny.
He has a crippling sweet tooth.
Tommy has a sweet tooth.
Who?
Tommy Pope.
Does he really?
He'll get some sweet treats at night. He'll get a couple whiskeys in him and then sneak some little chocolates.
Really?
Yeah, and then he hides them in his room.
Spud, he told me he eats like, he'll eat himself to sleep. So instead of he'll eat like a box of cereal and just pass out and wake up with like a headache.
Yeah, that'll do it. That's so much fucking sugar before just going to sleep.
You gotta get yourself right, dude.
Yeah. You got to do what I do.
You're battling. Sometimes you got to feed demons with sugar, dude.
Just drink like 15 Bud Lights a night.
Hey, that's another way to feed a demon, dude.
That's a fucking
feeding
rough
demons. You go sugar, porn, alcohol. I fucking battle. Again, dude, I don't know why I do it yesterday. Just gobbled a big old gummy.
My dad's got, he's got an ice cream sweet tooth.
Yeah, imagine your dad. Oh,
he'll fucking
course,
hit some
dude.
Ice cream out of the, just straight out of the fucking.
Of course.
Standing dude. In the kitchen. You're like, what are you doing over there? Like,
my dad has like type 2 diabetes and he literally. He just can't not eat sweets.
Got to eat sweet treats.
He came out the other day. Was
your dad booze?
No, he quit drinking.
Ah, that's why he's got that sweet tooth.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, that's actually kind of funny. That's hilarious.
You need that. You need the sugar.
Ah, that's crazy. Because he goes ham.
You'll notice that. Dudes will quit stuff and just crush, like, soda.
Yeah, that makes sense.
A lot of booze. Not that it's the sugar, but, like, Diet Coke. You see a lot of that.
Yeah.
With, like, alcoholics.
Yeah, he goes super hard, just on straight sugar.
Like cigs.
Diet soda's too gay for him, and he doesn't smoke cigs. Like he like really when people put like flavored shit he freaks out. If they put like flavored hazelnut in their coffee he like gets pissed off. But he'll put some but he just puts cream in his coffee.
Yeah.
But he'll eat like he'll put down a half gallon of ice cream like piece of cake. Yeah,
that's,
nothing.
That's money. That's good.
That's good, dude. He came out the other, and he has to sneak him by my mom because he has to watch his sugar levels. Yeah. So like he came out. We were at a Memorial Day party. And he walked out. He had the old hook claw with like 6 cookies lined up.
I know that hook.
He had the old pimp hook curled up. And like he was holding one treat to like catch my mom's eye, and he had 6 cookies in the other hand. Just sat out there and just fucking crushed them. Yeah, dude.
I don't get ice cream because I know where that leads.
What?
I would crush ice cream.
I used to eat a pint a day.
Ice cream is so fucking good.
Oh no, I didn't eat a pint a day. I used to go to Ben and Jerry's every single day and get a cone. I was just like, yeah, ice cream's fucking cool, and I just immediately, dude, fucking
yeah.
That's why I have this frame I have right now, dude. I have
you have a Ben & Jerry enriched frame.
Very regal frame, dude. I have king body.
I have king body, dude. What are you talking about?
You have absolute king body, but I have like remnants of king body.
You used to have king body. Now you're just a sham.
Well, it's still, I'm cursed with my, I have these really regal, I have a very regal midsection, dude, that I can't shake. No matter, I go to the gym every day, but my fucking royal jeans, dude, won't let the fat come around my waist.
No, that's good.
Now I love it. Yeah, now
you're
I'm like,
need that fat.
This is fucking sick.
That's an extra tank. That's your NOS.
For sure.
Yeah, I got loaded if not.
King body is the shit, dude. If you work out all the time and you just have like a fucking thick, a little, nice thick like midsection, that's my best part of me. My powerful hips, dude.
Yeah, you do have thick hips, dude.
Dude, it was crazy. If I honestly had more of a king body, I could have slept outside, but
I would have had a shirt off. I would have been laying out there.
That's my favorite
thing.
But
a true king will never sleep outside.
True that.
True king.
I know if a king went on like a hunting expedition, he like took a
even
week.
Even then, I have a nice tent set up with like a couch,
true that, true.
Some rugs, some fine rugs, a fucking
true that.
Chalice for a full of Bud Light.
That's true.
My fucking dip chalice. Yes, dude.
No, true that, dude.
And true kings have pale, milky thighs, dude. My skin, how dare the sun even fucking look at me? I'm too powerful for the sun.
Dude, I was with Brittany yesterday, and she, I forget how we even came to this, but she
also
was,
a thick mane of pubes.
Oh, dude,
nestled in between her milky white thighs.
I have a very like,
very regal penis. It's like a lion's mane around that.
I have
thing.
A very Hellenized penis.
Yeah, very Greco.
Mine's very Greco. Like when I like pause, when I'm naked, dude, I have like a perfectly. I have a classical.
Yeah.
Greco-Roman penis.
It's as though fucking
yeah.
David Michelangelo chiseled your dog.
Yeah,
chiseled. I don't know what I'm doing, dude. I can't name one sculptor. Dude,
I think Michelangelo. Who's,
yeah, right?
I mean, in,
who did
in,
David? Who did
Statue
the
Statue of David? That would be what, Greek? No, that was Rome.
It was a no. It was during the Renaissance, but a lot of it was Roman inspired. We don't know anything.
We don't know. I just know I have a very
dude. Sculptors are gay.
Very Hellenic penis. Very. Dude.
That's the first thing I noticed about you.
For sure, dude.
I saw your bulge.
I'm like a fucking, I'm like a Greek god, dude. I'm like, do you ever check out Dionysus, the statue I sent you today?
Yeah, it shows.
It's just like nothing but microbirds, dude.
Yeah, that's, somebody told me, we might have discussed
you
it.
Were smart if you had a microbird.
If you had a microbird, you were, and that theory, again, we've uncovered that theory ourselves.
For sure.
Microbirds control the world.
Oh, definitely.
If you got a microbird, you are fueled.
For sure.
That's your fucking rocket fuel to be like, I got to kill everyone.
If you had like a legitimate microbird, not a penis, dude, a legitimate medical microbird, they literally call them micro penis, which first of all is like hilarious. It's such I might try to get that removed.
Micro penis?
Yeah, you can't
That's
even.
Tough.
Now it's like
a macro.
Macro penis.
Macro penis, big time.
I pack a like a standard issue tennis that just gives me the military a military
standard
issue.
At ease. It's tennis.
Tennis, exactly.
Full tennis.
Yeah. Dude.
Then when it's time, it fucking
pops up.
Gets
dude.
Going. It's fucking nutsack weather too. You got that
Yo,
pump,
dude,
long nutsack.
You got,
nutsack
you got some nice nuts, dude.
Dude, when it's I forget. And during the winter, my nutsack just is uptight, dude.
Dude, this time again, if you're
summer comes
in this
out,
hot
my
weather,
sack is. Whew.
This is the peak of my flaccid penis. If I get like a nice little hang time, I'm like, I'm actually like legitimately stoked.
Thick. You're
when
thick
I
lo- when
when
you
I
wake
like
up,
go exactly
when you wake up in a hot room, it's like warm in your room. You got a thick bird waiting for you.
Don't wake me up, mom.
Do
don't
not.
Wake me up. I don't have a tennis, ma.
Sorry, ma.
Sorry, ma.
Your boy became a man. You can't wake me up today.
Sorry, it's hot out, ma, and I don't have a tennis. Yep. Do not rouse me.
I do not have a tennis. You don't tell me what to do anymore. That's it. Yeah. As soon as you get a thick bird, you don't have to listen to anybody.
Nah,
that's why you need a tennis to control the world.
For sure.
You need to be able to take orders.
That's like, dude, that's like a fire raging behind you. Oh, yeah. Well, it's tough because I feel like women are genetically programmed to become, like they have this secret quest to become fat and mean. And like when you get, I'm telling you.
I'm just a grown woman, dude. I'm just a grown fucking woman, dude.
You're just a kick-ass
just
woman,
just a mean,
dude.
Fat idiot.
Dude, I'm telling you, I think they like they really have it. Dude, like tell a chick that if you tell me like, hey, Matt, you can't have a cupcake. I'd be like, if you make it a sufficient case, I'm like, all right, yeah, you're right. I probably don't need cupcakes. You tell a chick like, you don't need that. They fucking freak, dude. Even not on like an aesthetic thing, just be like, yo, that's a lot of sugar. That's kind of bad. I can't, like, dude, Brittany worked out like twice in the last 2 weeks. And today she's like, I think I'm going to get Stromboli. And I'm like, fucking Stromboli? She's like, well, I don't know. Like, I've been working out a lot. I'm like, dude.
Stromboli is a strong meal, dude.
Like, so you think you deserve fucking 3D pizza? Not even pizza. You need like to add like, different dimensions.
I even stray from boli, dude. If I see a boli coming down the pike, I'm like, all right, I don't need that. That's crazy.
Dude, think of someone who ate pizza and was like, it's not bad. If only it kind of went out into another dimension.
Yeah. Fucking I just slapped a fucking hoagie on top of this.
Yeah, dude. I'm like, you think you deserve like it and like I'm gonna let my hair down. I'm eating a Stromboli, dude. That's a meal designed to just ruin you.
Yeah.
Stromboli.
I've hit a solo boli fucking delivery order. Yeah. I've hit a boli, dude. They opened that fucking place by here.
That's like shameful.
There's a place right by here that only deals bolis.
No.
It's a
Is
shop.
It Inside Out Pizza?
No, it's
Inside Out strictly deals in bolis.
This place only sells bolis.
What?
And you know, I've hit it up a couple times and immediately been like, Jesus Christ. I got like a buffalo chicken stromboli. It was so disgusting, dude. It was just fucking cheese and buffalo sauce.
Dude, Stromboli, they should set up Strombolis the same way they do safe injection sites. Where, like, you have to go under supervision. And someone's trying to talk you out of it the whole time.
Yeah.
Like, look, man.
Like, you shouldn't be doing this, but if you're going to do this, here's the Caesar salad boli.
We need to do it under direct supervision.
Here's the grilled chicken boli. You don't need the fucking.
She hit me with a. I literally soldier.
I might get a bully. After
I soldier.
This.
I was like Stromboli.
Stromboli,
dude. I was like, what the fuck makes you think you need a Stromboli for fucking lunch? You're gonna be sick. You're gonna be ill after you eat this.
Yeah. What's the difference between a boli and a calzone? That's been an age old question
for
me.
I think it's just the tan of the hands that make it for you.
Really?
Is it a Whopper or is it a fucking butt fucking Greek?
Really?
Calzones are Greeks.
You sure?
No, I'm saying.
I hear you. Though.
I think calzones are Greeks though.
Why are you calling them calzones?
Calzone, dude, and gyros.
It's a calzone. Now you got me fucked up.
Yeah, I think calzone is yeah. Calzone's made by a Greek.
Is this the first time you've switched to calzone?
Have you been calling calzones? I call them calzones. I was just calling calzones. I was calling calzones and stromboli. I like calling a stromboli.
A stromboli.
I was like, what makes you think you need stromboli. A stromboli?
Yeah, you got to hit it, that hard syllable.
But yeah, man, if you...
let them know it's like totally foreign to you.
You got to see who makes the... So if someone makes you a stromboli or a calzone, you challenge them to a wrestling match, and they try to butt fuck you. That's a calzone. That's obviously made by a Greek.
That's how it works.
And if they're like, hey, take it easy, hey, whoa, what are you doing here?
If they hit you with that, like, I'm not fucking gay. Yeah. Dude, the guy did that. I was...